short period.
Well, once again, thank you very much for everybody to be on this now weekly update call. And magical words, June 11th, the last case that we had was May 10th. So we're doing very, very well within the community. These are just great numbers. We've got, of course, we're opening to a large degree tomorrow, the economy in the north in this area. I'm sure there's going to be lots of questions about that. We've got Dr. Catton on the line, and I'll hand over the form to you, Dr. Catton.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Perry. So, yes, today we definitely have the continuation of the good news across the Porcupine Health Unit area that we do not have any new positive cases to report. Our last positive case was on May the 10th, as just noted, which again, you know, continues to be really, really great news for you and a testament to the hard work and the sacrifices that all community members have made across the region to get us to this point. So at this point, we really need to acknowledge the sacrifices made, the hard work put in, the dedication to the public health measures, the infection prevention precautions that organizations, workplaces, healthcare providers, municipalities, community members, and individuals have really made for the last several months. And it is extremely important that we reflect and acknowledge the hard work and dedication that brought us to this point, and that we celebrate that we've made it to this point. But at the same time, we really need to recognize that how this goes in the future days and weeks and months really depends on that same ongoing commitment and dedication of each and every community member across the region. We need to continue our commitment to the public health measures to prevent the spread and continue with reopening in a COVID-safe and COVID-mindful manner. We all play a role in this, and it is a shared responsibility, and it is imperative that we continue. This means that as we reopen, whether we are a business owner, a community member, a customer, a client, we need to continue to support each other, and we need to continue to have the patience and kindness throughout this time to deal with the new norm. We need to continue with physical distancing, 2 meters from those that you do not live with in your current household. If distancing is a challenge, whether in the workplace or out in public or at any visiting that may be enabled at this point in time, we encourage the use of a non-medical mask or face covering. We need to continue with diligent hand washing with either soap and water or hand sanitizer, cough and sneeze etiquette into a sleeve or a tissue and discard it. We need to continue to refrain from touching our face, especially if we've not washed our hands or if we are out in public. And we need to continue with wiping down frequently touched surfaces in all settings at all times. As things open, these are the measures that are going to allow us to continue to stay open safely, to protect community members from this infection, and to collectively work together to prevent tragic outcomes. Another key to this is that each and every community member must, going forward at all times, stay home if you have any symptoms whatsoever. Call to get tested, but please do not expose anyone else and stay home. Being able to identify and test individuals that have symptoms that may have COVID early is going to be key moving forward. This is good news for our region, and we know that we are all excited and happy to move forward. We just need to remember the steps that have enabled us to move forward so that we do not have to go back. At this point in time, there have been over 5,700 tests done across the Porcupine Health Unit region, with 163 currently under investigation and a total of 65 positive cases to date. Again, if you are a business owner or a manager in a workplace that is looking forward to opening and included in the list that may open, we again refer you to either contact the Porcupine Health Unit, the Ontario website, or the Porcupine Health Unit website for For more specific information on how to open in a COVID-safe and COVID-mindful manner, it is imperative that workplaces and businesses open as they are enabled to under the provincial order when they have the steps in place to ensure the protection of their staff, clients, and customers. As we continue to develop resources or have information or guidance specific to certain businesses or opportunities as we open up, we will continue to share these for everyone. If businesses are interested in joining the Porcupine Health Unit mailing list, please send a direct message on social media or call the Porcupine Health Unit with your contact information and email address, and we will ensure to include you in some of these more specific communications moving forward. One interesting thing to note from a provincial update recently is when we look at the data, the vast majority of cases across the province were related to either an outbreak or were identified as a close contact of a confirmed case. This really highlights our opportunity moving forward and opening up to make sure that we are mindful, that we stay home when we have any symptoms, that we continue to be very, very committed to the ongoing measures that will help prevent spread. We thank everyone for their ongoing commitment, their dedication, for the sacrifices made, the time that we've missed with loved ones, the life events that we've missed. But we thank you, we encourage you to continue this commitment moving forward so that we can all move forward safely. Again, we all play a role in preventing tragic outcomes, in opening safely, and preventing COVID-19 infections. Please stay the course. Thank you. Merci, Miigwech.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Catton. Next, we'll go to the Simmons and District Hospital.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and everyone on the call. As Dr. Catton has said, there's still work to be done, and there's still work to be done at the hospital. As we continue to see minimal cases of COVID-19 reported throughout our region, the Timmins and District Hospital has begun the process of slowly resuming clinical services. This first step in this process was the creation of a hospital-based plan that received approval from the Porcupine Health Unit and the Regional Steering Committee late last week. Throughout this slow resumption of service, the hospital will continue to monitor, reassess, in close collaboration with the Porcupine Health Unit and other healthcare partners, ensuring capacity exists for any future COVID needs. Patients will be contacted to schedule surgeries and other appointments throughout this process. We are asking that patients and families do not contact the hospital to inquire about the status of their appointment at this time. Patients who are awaiting surgery will be contacted directly by their physician or surgeon's office. We want to thank the public for their patience throughout the entire process. Waiting is not easy, but we appreciate your support as we slowly move into our new normal. While we slowly move towards resuming services, I can't stress enough that this is not a return to business as usual at the hospital. Ongoing screening at all entrances, changes to waiting rooms, and visitor restrictions remain in effect at the hospital at this time. In order to ensure proper physical distancing is maintained, patients may be directed to wait in their vehicle until their appointment time. In an effort to conserve medical-grade masks, we are asking that all patients consider bringing their own mask or facial covering to their appointment. Bringing your own masks help us reduce the demand on medical-grade masks, ensuring that we are able to continue to safely resume clinical services moving forward. As always, we are asking you to stay safe, stay at home unless it is for essential travel only, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. We'll go to the media for any questions for Dr. Catton or for Blaise McNeil.
It's Bob at Moose FM. I have a couple questions for Dr. Catton. First of all, Dr. Catton, the one active case, do you know when it will be resolved?
Hi, Bob. No, I'm sorry. I'm not able to comment on specific cases. The healthcare providers are following and working with this individual to ensure all steps are being taken to care for them appropriately.
Okay, my next question is kind of two parts. Are you satisfied with the rate of testing in the region compared to the rest of the province? And have you seen an uptick in people asking for testing since it was opened up to anyone, whether they had symptoms or not?
Hi, Bob. Thank you. It's a good question. So, yes, I think the assessment centers across the region have done a very good job of ensuring testing is being done for individuals who have symptoms and for individuals who are concerned that they may have been exposed, so those that are asymptomatic. Additionally, we've had the commitment and support of the Community Paramedicine Program, the Cochrane District EMS, which has been an integral partner in really ensuring access to testing across the region. As mentioned on previous calls, the Porcupine Health Unit testing rates have remained above the provincial rates for some time. We did see a decrease in people calling for rates as the weather improved, or for testing as the weather improved, as the cases decreased. And we did see definitely a bit of an increase after the announcement that anyone could call for testing, even if they had no symptoms present. So there has been an increase with that, and we continue to promote it widely, definitely. And I think that's something that will continue going forward. So ensuring access to testing without barriers as much as possible, working with the community partners who facilitate and conduct the tests themselves, and also for number one, those that have symptoms or may have been exposed, and then making sure that everyone else who is concerned that they may have been exposed or are asymptomatic as well have access to testing.
So I know that all the safety measures are still in place, the hand washing, the masks, the physical distancing, but are you confident that we're headed in the right direction?
Well, I think at this point in time, we have been, for sure. We've been very fortunate that I think the measures have been successful, that people have really been very committed to these measures, which have led us to the point that we've had for the last month now of not having new cases to report. It is not unexpected that we will have cases, though, and I think that is part of the caution moving forward, that we need to act as though, because it likely is, that COVID-19 is still circulating within the communities, that the risk is still present. And so the greatest risk moving forward is that we don't follow these measures. The greatest risk moving forward is that we don't change our behavior, or don't continue to change our behavior and follow these measures moving forward. As we open things up, people are going to be seeing more individuals, potentially exposing more individuals, and then if we get cases, the potential is there for more to be exposed. So that is why these measures are absolutely critical moving forward. It's imperative that we all remain dedicated to the physical distancing, to staying home if we're unwell, to washing our hands, to wearing a mask when distancing isn't possible, to really make sure that we're all taking that shared responsibility in protecting ourselves, our loved ones, our family members, our friends, and our community members, especially those that are most vulnerable to the tragic outcomes that we've seen.
Thank you, Doctor.
Just for a follow-up for the testing rates, I know that we have higher testing rates, and we know that there's 5,700 tests that have been done, but are we able to get any sort of indication as to how many people that includes in the testing rates? Because I'm assuming that there might be multiple tests on the same person.
So we don't have those numbers readily available, no. But you're correct, that does include all of the tests that have been completed. However, not every individual is tested more than once. The vast majority of people who are tested are only tested once. So there are some that are tested a few times for sure. But just to say that the majority of individuals who are tested, it's often only once. But I don't have a specific number, no.
All right, any further questions for the doctor or for the Simmons and District Hospital? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAP.
Thanks, Dave. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to lead off with an update on childcare. considering the province's recent announcement, and then I'll follow up with the usual schedule of EMS, food security, and homelessness. So on Tuesday, June 9th, the province announced that licensed childcare centers may begin to reopen on Friday, June 12th. All centers will be required to meet additional requirements to safely reopen, including enhanced cleaning, mandatory screening of staff and children, limitations on no essential visitors, and ensuring there's a COVID-19 response plan in place. Restrictions on the size of the groups will be limited to 10 individuals per room, which will include both staff and children. CDSAP administration is working with local public health towards a reopening date for the child care system, which is safe and feasible for our community and ensures that centers are ready and feel supported to safely reopen. Child care centers will not open in the District of Carcon on June 12th, and not all centers will reopen on the same date. It is estimated that it will take anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks before we begin to open some of these centers. Additional information will be provided to the public on our website as we confirm specific center reopening dates. Priority will be based on the needs of the current clients, number of staff that can return to work and their child care needs, and the availability of space. Ratios are significantly lower than normal under these guidelines, and individual centers will be in contact with their registered families to assess their needs. For more information, please visit the Cochrane DSAP website at www.cdssab.on.ca. In terms of emergency medical services, this is a bit of a high-level report. For the last 3 months, since March 15th, we've attended to the call volume in Timmins of 1,233 calls, and that's in addition to staffing the assessment centers and conducting 692 in-home tests. So once again, I'd like to thank all of the paramedic staff and all of our emergency service workers at TDH and our partners, and especially our partners at the Public Health Unit, for their quality work and continued quality work moving forward. Food security, this week was a busy week. So far this week, we've prepared and distributed 559 meals. So big thanks to the volunteers. And also, I have an update on the Timmins Food Bank. Volume of the food bank is starting to rise slowly. We're able to serve 67 adults with 42 children this week. Also, in addition, the Good Food Box program will be taking place next Thursday on June 18th, and there are 300 orders. 153 boxes were purchased by community partners, 139 boxes were purchased by local agencies for their clients, and 24 boxes are given to individuals through funding from Community Food Centers Canada. So, thanks to all the community members who purchased those boxes and the agencies, it's much, much appreciated. Since mid-March, through the volunteers and the Lord's Kitchen and the First Baptist Church and all of the partners, we managed to serve over 9,000 meals. And I'd like to have a special thanks to our vendors who continue to prepare and provide meals at a reduced cost. So if people could take the time to support Northern Lights Fromagerie, Boston Pizza, Montana's, Eastside Mario's, Pick of the Crop, and the Dante Club, it would be much appreciated. They've done a tremendous community service by providing meals at this time of need. On the homeless side, we continue to house population at Northern College, the McIntyre, and Living Space, and probably long overdue is a special thanks to the city for allowing us to use the space at the MAC. It's been very, very helpful in allowing us to house the homeless in a socially distant manner, and I'm sure to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 in this vulnerable population. Through the support of our various partners and in conjunction with Canadian Mental Health Association and Living Space, we've been able to house 5 patrons from the Northern College site, and we anticipate another 3 this week with the goal of housing all of the people from Northern College by the end of July. So this is a good news story, and keep you posted on our progress. I'd also like to thank our corporate sponsors to date, Lakeshore Gold and Newmont, for their help in providing funding for the food services. And like people, stay tuned for a big announcement from another corporate partner to be announced in the days to come. Without these corporate sponsorships, we really would be up against it trying to fund all of the needs for the vulnerable population and to provide the food security that we have over the last 3 months. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Brian. From the City of Timmins perspective, we did start with a soft launch to reopen City Hall and the service Timmins services yesterday. We're looking to ramp up those services next week, and probably by the end of next week be fully open through service Timmins to provide all the services that we have in the past. We're also doing an inventory of services across the city, and working on our reopening plans or reactivation plans for a number of different departments within the city. And our decision making is based on a few things: the provincial direction, public health directive, the safety of our coworkers, and of course the safety of the public. I know Bob McIntyre had submitted a question into us earlier about the reopening of recreational facilities. And so what I'll say to that, Bob, is that as the city, we are currently working on putting together a bit of a schedule for reopening, which we'll consolidate a review through our health and safety department, and we'll likely publish early next week what the timelines are going to be on different activities. But if we take, for example, the Hollinger Park, as you've pointed out, there will be a number of phases in the reopening of something like the Hollinger Park. So the first part, of course, is the field that's under construction by Interpaving, who are doing a great job, by the way. So that's a construction project in and of itself. Once that's complete, we will be ready to open the gates in that area. And I think the timing on that will be sometime within the next month or thereabouts. The water park is another part of the Hollinger Park. So what we're doing right now is taking doing a once over of the water park itself. Then it requires a public health inspection to make sure that all is well, and then we would reopen that, and we're expecting that'll probably happen by the end of June, so within the next couple of weeks. The playground facilities themselves still remain closed off, and those are provincial orders on that. And then we also have the ball field, and the ball field is currently off limits. The provincial direction on things like that include that you can open up some recreational facilities, ball fields, etc., not for league play but for practice play and so on and so forth. So from the city perspective, what we're doing is of course we've got to get appropriate signage out, so once we can get that in place and make sure that we're in compliance or that the park would be in compliance, you'll see different phases of reopening all the way through a park such as that. So that's kind of the process we're working through it at the city right now, but we will be providing a great deal more information early next week once we've consolidated our internal review and made sure that it meets our health and safety and, of course, public health requirements. So now I'll go back to the media for any questions.
I have a quick one. I just want to confirm that today is a milestone birthday for a certain CAO. Can you confirm or deny?
yes, it is. Thanks, Bob.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Thanks, I just turned 25.
That's what I meant by milestone, and I'm not far behind you.
All right, any further questions? All right, hearing none, then we'll turn it over to Mayor Peary for some closing remarks.
Well, once again, I just have to point out the community is doing a tremendous job. If you listen to what everybody was saying today, the thank yous that go out to all the people that are involved, from the EMS, the homeless, feeding the homeless, the meals program, throughout the city, everybody, the volunteers that have partaken in making this a truly community effort that we're getting through together. As we enter into this phase two or phase three, whatever phase of the opening we have to be in, and there's this huge sigh of relief, let's make sure that it's a sigh of relief. It's the air we're hearing isn't the air coming out of the tires. We don't want to stumble on this. We don't want to break down. We want to recognize that we're here because we've listened and we're practicing everything that we've learned over the last 3 months about safe distancing, and now we'll add masks when you're in an area where there'll be a lot of people. Please don't forget this. Please keep doing everything correctly. We don't want a spike in the fall. We don't want to have to basically destroy all of the efforts, all of the good works that have been done so far to get to where we are right now. You see how quickly this can happen. New Brunswick did everything perfectly. They were the first province to reopen, and a doctor, for crying out loud, a doctor went into Quebec and came back. And as I understand it now, there's 17 cases in long-term care facilities in New Brunswick. We don't want that. We've got to be wise enough. This virus hasn't changed. It's still that lethal sleeping bit of germ that's with us all the time. Don't forget it. Be diligent. Be vigilant. Keep it up, and we can have a very, very successful reopening. Congratulations to everybody on the work that's done today. Marvelous job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Perry, and once again, thanks to our members of the media for helping us get the news out.